amigos, we got one more segment to go here with the Little Joe Hernandez interview, the king of the brown sound. I wanted to note something on the part two of the interview. Little Joe talks about Frank Yankovic. For those of you who don't know, Frank Yankovic is actually Weird Al Yankovic. And he is the one who did parodies of most famously Michael Jackson's song. He turned Beat It into Eat It. That's what he did. And he did a bunch of other parodies like I'm Fat, you know, another Michael Jackson song. And so that's what he's famous for. And it's just to show you just how far Little Joe has come in the industry. He's not just stuck on one thing. And given a chance, he'll do a jazz album, I know. So hope you're enjoying it. Let's go ahead and continue the interview. And like I said, one more segment. And be sure to check out all of our other interviews that are archived on RanchoLittleTexas.com and probably put them on YouTube one day. So keep a lookout on that. And anywhere you see that Little Joe's going to be performing, do yourself a favor. I know I say this a lot, but Little Joe's the real deal, and he will give you a show. He will give you, you know, more bang for your buck. So thank you for listening. Rancho Alegre Radio. Amigos, we're back at Rancho Alegre Radio here with Little Joe Hernandez. And Joe, what do you think is the importance to our music, Tejano music, to a Tejano identity?
Well, I think that we have our Chicano food, which right. Tejano. You know, we have our dialect, language, puchale al switch, onda te parqueates, estás recoreando. And you would say, well, those aren't words, but then you have millions of people that relate to it.
Right.
So I guess it is a word if you have several million people that understand switch or parqueate, onda te parqueates.
Right.
You know?
Right.
As a matter of fact, I don't know how to ask where to just park. Other than onda te parqueates.
Right.
Onda te estacionates. But so, you know, and music. We speak that way, and we sing that way, and we play that way, and our music is Mexican-American music. That's why they have the Conjuntos de México. And again, this has nothing to do with the beauty of music. It's just where it's where it's made, right. Where it's conceived. And so música tejana represents a cultura, a style.
Right.
You know, so it's... It's a genre. It's a fairly new still, you know, but it is. It's an identity, you know. It's like the word Chicano. Why do I like the word Chicano? Because if you know what the word Chicano means, which is Mexican American, a cop pulls you over and you're a Chicano. That tells you you're not from Guatemala or whatever, you know.
Right.
It's an identity, a word for identity.
Definitely.
And the music's the same thing. The música tejana, you know, it explains our cultura, who we are and how we feel and how we make our music.
Seguro que sí. And how does it feel to be a part of one of Tejano's biggest controversies? And I'll explain what I'm talking about. There are two songs that you have arguments all the time of which is the Tejano national anthem, which yours is Las Nubes, done by you, and Don Luis el Tejano, done by many artists.
You know, I don't know.
I mean, that's the argument that I hear all the time. You know, well, this is Don Luis says, no, Las Nubes. How does it feel to be a part of that controversy?
I mean, I wasn't aware of the controversy because I guess I hadn't heard about it, I guess it should be to whomever likes whatever, you know?
Yeah, right? It's just amazing what Raza argues over, you know? I mean, here's two beautiful songs that you know, are just great songs, and they're going to choose to argue over it.
Wow. You know what? That's a good argument. I mean, it's talking about two of our songs. So
definitely.
That's great.
Well, it's like we say here at Rancho Alegre, you know, Tejano and Conjunto are the most saddest songs and you dance to them so beautifully.
Oh yeah, our rats are so happy when we're sad, man. I see them crying when I'm doing Prieta Linda, and
definitely
they're crying because they're so happy. But, yeah. And they're sad because they're happy, or happy because they're sad. I don't know how it works, but that's a little confusing. So, two anthems, pretty good. That's good. Can we do here a third one? Can we bring in a third one?
Come on, youngsters, come on out with
come
something.
Come up with a third one.
And also, right now, I want to turn over the mic to you, to all of your fans that we get from really all walks of life, Mexico, Texas, of course. Any message you want to give your fans that have supported you through the years?
Vote, 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 yes, vote. School, 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 yes, education, so. Education. That's and right. They're both, one as important as the other. But sometimes we need to vote so we can get the education we need. Sometimes we need to get the education so we can vote. But they go hand in hand. And education, vote, vote, education. You got to have one and you got to have the other. So. But really, I mean, take care of yourselves. Do whatever you need to for yourselves and your families. But really, it's so important that you vote because it's our future,
right.
Future of our children. You know, we need to get ahead in our lives, and we have to make sure that the people that are in control of this country come up with the right laws, and
that's,
you know,
right.
We just need to make sure that we are taken care of so we can take care of the future.
That's right. Like I always say, if not for yourself, go vote for our ancestors who were denied.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, sure. And for the future of our kids, you know.
Definitely.
Seguro.
And we also get a lot of listeners from overseas, the troops and stuff. Any word you want to leave for troops? I always notice that all of your shows, pretty much you open up with our national anthem.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great thing that you do. And any message for them?
Well, stay healthy, take care of yourselves, and remember always that someone loves you. Your families, your friends, and I've had the great opportunity to travel abroad, all over Japan, all over Europe, and a lot of military installations, and it was always my pride, you know, to see our troops doing what they're required to do, and we always want you to come home safe, and we will always owe you, the veterans and the military, the current military people, will always owe you. We will never be able to repay you, but we will do our damnest to pay back as well as we can, you and your families. We owe you a lot.
Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, Raza, we've been talking to the legendary Little Joe Hernandez. And Joe, thank you so much for putting some time aside for us, man.
Yeah, gracias a ti, and I wish you all the best with your program. And I hope that you continue doing what you're doing, because we need the information that you bring to the listeners.
Definitely. Hasta que Dios diga no. Ya no. Yeah. And I want to remind everybody, Little Joe is still available for weddings, quinceañeras, divorces, lo que sea.
Even funerals. I played some really, really dandy funerals, and it's amazing. But yeah, we'll do whatever you guys want. We want to go rob a bank. Let's go. Whatever.
And be sure to catch Little Joe's CDs. You could find them at El Zarape over there in Kingsville, in Austin Turntable Records. Of course, Janie's Record Shop in San Antonio. Anywhere that Tejano music is caught, you know, look out for his new CD. What's the name of that CD?
Evolution.
Evolution. You know, it's going to be dropping soon. So support, you know, go to their dances, go to their shows. You know, you'll get your money's worth. Throw some chanclazos, you know.
Evolution has 18 songs. So the first 7 songs are with the band, you know, the Polquitas. The 5 next songs from 8 to 13 or 14, whatever it is, 5 the mariachi.
Fíjate.
And then the last 5 songs, there's boleros. So it evolves from conjunto, starts hardcore.
Wow.
Hardcore conjunto. And evolves, and it ends with a jazz piece, A Day in the Life of a Fool, which is, that's the reason for the title Evolution.
Órale.
Yeah.
Un capirota bruta. Well, once again, thank you, Little Joe.
Thank you.
And let's go ahead and end the show with, of course, Little Joe's music, and we'll try to put on some of those latest tracks here. Thank you for listening. Hasta la otra. Rancho Alegre Radio.
Raza, this is Little Joe Hernandez, and here's my latest hit on Rancho Alegre Radio.
Una mañana triste y lluviosa, a una joven yo conocí. Preciosa como una rosa de mi jardín. ¿Cómo te llamas, linda morena? Con toda mi alma le pregunté. Qué linda tienes toda tu vida.
que tiene mi cielo se está nublando. La nube negra de mi desgracia poquito a poco la va tapando. Y aunque yo quiera que no se vaya, ella se aleja mientras yo grito. ¿Quién me lo manda poner los ojos en una estrella del infinito?
paso por los campos, yo me fijo en los laureles. Me recuerdan de tus ojos, pero tienen que ser verdes. Ay, 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 ¿dónde andará esos ojitos que me hicieron?
Wisconsin.
vas.